Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Hey, this is Michael Pierce, defensive tackle for the Minnesota Vikings, also known as the Juggernaut, and you are listening to the Pro Football Chase Podcast.
Hey, this is Cardinals running back Chase Edmonds, and you are listening to the Pro Football Chase Podcast.
This is Washington guard Wes Schweitzer, and you listen to the Pro Football Chase Podcast.
All right, what's up, everyone? It's Saints tight end Juwan Johnson. You're listening to Pro Football Chase Podcast.
Hey, what's going on, everybody? This is Andre Reed, 2014 Pro Football Hall of Famer, and you are listening to the Pro Football Chase Podcast.
This is Jamon Bushrod, Pro Bowler, Super Bowl champion. You're listening to the Pro Football Chase Podcast.
Hey, Danny Gamis with the Browns. You're listening to the Pro Football Chase Podcast.
All right, what's going on, y'all? This is Chandler Southern, number 39 for Green Bay Packers, and you're tuning in to Pro Football Chase. Let's go.
Happy Saturday and welcome into the Pro Football Chase Podcast. It's Isaac Sines with you on this Saturday, and I have Washington State wide receiver Travell Harris on the line for an interview as he continues his preparations for the upcoming NFL draft. So Travell, thanks again for joining me. How are you doing?
What's up, Isaac, man? Appreciate you for having me. Everything's going well.
Awesome, man. Well, listen, you had quite the successful career at Washington State, Travell. I mean, your production speaks for itself. You were named a preseason All-Pac-12 honorable mention, preseason All-Pac-12 third team. Mention those 4 years there at Washington State. So let's talk a little bit about that career and how you developed as a player during your time as a Cougar.
Well, coming in early on as a freshman, man, and coming out of high school, first I wanted to get out of the state of Florida, man, to see something different. And, you know, I went across the country, man, to travel to get to Washington State. It was a blessing for me. Coach Mike Leach and Coach Sage gave me an opportunity, and I took it and ran with it. And, you know, my early on stages, I redshirted, which is pretty much a growing stage for me that I'm thankful for and I'm glad that I went through. And it was from there on out, I learned to develop as a player on and off the field. And then I just continued to better myself, and I'm glad things went how I went.
I think you said it perfectly yourself. Looking at your numbers, almost every single year at Washington State, your numbers improved. I mean, as a freshman, 27 receptions, 309, a touchdown. You had 5 touchdowns as a sophomore, 536 receiving yards. And then junior season, we know with COVID, you had 4 games, played 29 receptions. But let's really talk about your final season there at Washington State, 2021. That was your breakout campaign, Travell. 76 receptions, career high for 814 yards, 9 touchdowns to go along with a rushing touchdown as well. What was it about this 2021 season that helped launch you and propel you for a monster year?
Try to focus on my craft on throughout the season and as well as in off the season. But this year, man, I just wanted to show people that, you know, I'm a versatile player and then I can do it all type of guy, man. This year was definitely a particular year that I wanted to get my name out there and just showcase my talent more and more often, man. And as I built up my career, like I say, things went how I went. But this year, you know, I wanted to showcase my ability, and I feel like that's what I did. You know, with COVID, man, we only have 4 games in the Pac-12, so that kind of slowed things down. But this, like you say, it was a breakout year. I did a lot of great things, and thanks to my teammates as well with that. And it was just an awesome year for me.
You're a home run hitter type of player. You can generate some quick offense. I mean, taking a look at your numbers from scrimmage, you've got over 2,000 yards throughout your career, 20 touchdowns, averaging 11 yards per carry. What is it about your explosiveness as a player that can make you quick offense for a team at the next level?
Well, for me, man, I feel like I'm a versatile player, And I label myself as a deep threat, man. I can take the top off of defense anytime. And I just want the ball in my hands, man. You give me the ball in space, and I make magic happen. So I feel like, you know, that's very helpful for a team coming in and being a slot guy or lining up in the outside. It's just I understand coverages, I understand the defenses. And like I say, man, just putting the balls in my hands and letting me do my thing with it. As you see, there's a lot of that. And now in today's game with, you know, Deebo Samuel, lining him up at wide receiver, lining him up in the spot, lining him up at running back as well. It's just things that, you know, just being a football player, man, having those instincts of making guys miss and just scoring touchdowns.
I'm going to segue right to that Hula Bowl because you did get that invite. You participated in the Hula Bowl back in January, and you won the MVP for offense for your team, and you tallied a 73-yard touchdown in that game, showing your explosiveness. Can you talk a little bit about your experience playing in the Hula Bowl and what that MVP award means to you?
Well, the Hula Bowl, that whole week was a great experience for me, man. I got the opportunity to come back home, even though I'm from Tampa, Florida, but Orlando's right there. So coming back home to the state of Florida, man, it was a great opportunity to get down here, talk with some scouts, meet different guys from different teams, and just overall having a great experience down here, playing the game I love and having fun out there on the field, man. As I got into the game, I was just, you know, blessed to have opportunity to catch a couple catches and, you know, obviously get the ball in my hands to showcase my speed. As I got past the defender and just found a way to get open, man, and just, like I say, I take the top off of a defense, man. I label myself as a deep threat and a versatile player, and, you know, I showcase that in the hoop.
Philip has just lost the respect of the youth league football team he coaches. He was asked what New England should do in the draft, and his answer was objectively terrible. The Athletic just wrote a great article about this, but Philip doesn't have the Athletic or the respect of a boisterous group of 11-year-olds who once looked up to him. Learn from Philip's error, get the Athletic, and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HourEnergy.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HourEnergy.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
You played under former Falcons head coach Mike Smith for Team Aina. What was it like playing for him?
It was a great experience, man. Coach Smith knows a lot about the game. He's very experienced, a great coach, a great guy as well. And I picked his brain, throughout the whole week, man, understanding, you know, his ins and outs of the game of football and also things that, you know, I can learn off the field as well.
Now, Travell, what sets your character apart from the rest? What type of study habits do you have in the film room? What type of leadership can you bring to an NFL team?
Well, for me, I feel like I'm the energizer, man. You know, back in Washington State, my scrim coach and whatnot called me Turbo. So I'm the guy that always get the team going, always putting a smile on people's faces and you know, a happy-go-lucky guy, man. That's just me. I like to carry myself with a lot of energy and bring I have a lot of pride as well within the game. But just making sure, you know, me and whoever else I'm around is having fun with whoever that we're doing. And I look forward to just, you know, being a leader and off the field as well in the community, helping out whatever team that I end up at. But, you know, just bringing a positive impact to the team, man, a positive impact and, you know, just making sure that I get things done the correct way.
You mentioned Deebo Samuel, how your skill set with that same versatility. Are there any other NFL wide receivers that you like to study film on?
Yeah, so the guy that I look forward to the most, a guy that I think my game is similar to a lot like is Tyler Lockett, man. He's very versatile as well, and he's a guy that, you know, with the similar body frame, and you see the production that he has in the league right now. So he's a guy that, you know, that can take the top off of a defense and make guys miss, and I truly believe that me and him are similar as far as, you know, playing football on and off the field. But yeah, that's a guy that I truly look up to and a guy that I think that we are alike.
So Travell, you know, special teams is a big factor in the NFL, something that you also have experience in. How can you be a key player for an NFL squad on that special teams unit?
Just coming in and helping out wherever the team needs me, whether it's punt return, kick return, receiver, whatever. But yes, special teams is a big factor. Shoot, I can even play kickoff, play gunner. I look forward to special teams, man. I take pride in that as I played it throughout all my years in college. Special teams is a huge part of the game. You not only have offense and defense, but like I say, you have three phases of football. So I look forward to special teams. Like I say, whether it's playing kick return or punt return. I mean, my favorite is probably punt return, but I do love ball in my hands.
Let's talk about a hidden talent, bro. What's something that you're good at? Nobody really knows about. Let's see.
I feel like I'm really good at ping pong, man. A lot of people think that I'm not, but hey, man, I love the challenge of playing people in ping pong and just, you know, showing them what I'm about.
All right, I gotcha. Now, who have you been training with this pre-draft process, Travell?
I'm down here in Fort Lauderdale, Florida, man, training at Pete Bomarito's out here in Davie, Florida. It's a great experience for me, man, just out here working my butt off and looking forward to my pro day on March 28th. And I can't wait for the opportunity to showcase my talent in front of the scouts. And hopefully a team is interested enough and just will look forward to drafting me.
Travell, you're a blazer, man. Watching your tape, I mean, you can get behind defenses, blow the top off of secondaries. Are you aiming for a specific goal to run in your 40?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. I'm definitely looking forward to running 4.3. You know, like I said, man, I have electrifying speed, man. And I am a speedster as I will. I ran track in high school, so I look forward to that.
Growing up, Travell, did you have a favorite NFL team, maybe the Dolphins since you grew up in Florida? Or have you just been a regular NFL fan?
I'm from Tampa, Florida, so, you know, the Super Bowl champs, man. I've been a long-time Buccaneers fan since I was a little kid, man, growing up here in Tampa, Florida. It was awesome to, you know, attend games as a little kid and now seeing the production that they did now of winning the Super Bowl and just putting Tampa on the map. So, yeah, of course, my growing up, man, I'm a Tampa kid. So I'm all about the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, the Rays, and the Lightning as well.
All right. I got you, man. I got you. Now, Travell, there's a lot of, let's just say, elite quarterbacks in the NFL right now. Is there one or two particular quarterbacks that you would just love to play for?
Yeah, I definitely love to play, of course, with Aaron Rodgers. I would say Tom Brady's, but now he's retired. But I would love to play for Aaron Rodgers, man. And probably Patrick Mahomes. Patrick Mahomes is a great quarterback that can escape the pocket, you know, and extend plays down the field. So probably those two, Aaron Rodgers and Patrick Mahomes.
Yeah, two of the top quarterbacks in the game right there, and quarterbacks that can get you the ball down the field. Well, Travell, as we close out this interview, you're going to continue meeting with a lot of NFL teams, scouts, executives. What do you want them to know about your potential at the next level and how you can be an impact player, not just in the short term, but in the long term?
Well, I'm a guy that can make an immediate impact as well as far as playing on the field and off the field, man. Like I said, whether it's me catching touchdown passes or me helping out in the community, giving back to the kids, going to local hospitals, man, I bring a positive energy and I bring a positive vibe to any team that you know, that's interested in me. I'm very passionate about the game. You know, I like to do things the right way. And like I said, I love to give back. So that's pretty much me, man. I have a lot of energy and I'm very passionate, man. So.
Well, Travell, it was an honor having you on the podcast, man. I wish you the best as you continue your draft preparations. And everybody who's tuning into this interview, do not sleep on Travell Harris. He's going to be big at the next level. So I can't wait to see you take the field, man.
Appreciate you, Isaac. Thank you for having me again.
All right. Take care and God bless.
Swimsuit? Check. Sunscreen? Check. Phone charger? Check. Don't forget to pack the 5-Hour Energy. It fits great in a pocket or carry-on, and the alert feeling will help you arrive ready for anything. Now get 20% off when you use code 5HETRAVEL at 5HOURENERGY.com. Expires April 30th. One-time use only. Not valid with other discounts. Remember, visit 5HOURENERGY.com and use code 5HETRAVEL to save 20%.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft, but Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink, which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.